Hello, this is Paula Hatfield reporting on 4-H Extension and other community news. The Unit 24 Cosmic Bowling has been set for February 20th from 6 to 8 p.m. at Ross Cottom Lanes in Muddy. Bowl one game and shoe rental for $8, bowl two games, and they'll waive the shoe rental for $9. This is a great way to meet other 4-H members from our unit and have fun. We will also be collecting items to donate to the veterans. The Unit 24 Public Presentation Contest will be held on March 12th at 5:30 p.m. at the White County U of I Extension Office. This is for participants enrolled in public presentation or demonstrations, including horticulture and foods demonstrations. This will be for 4-H members in Hamilton, White, Hope, Hardin, and Saline counties. Contact the Hamilton County Extension Office if you plan to attend. There will also be a unit-wide community service opportunity at this event, and those will be non-perishable food items to donate to the local blessing boxes. The next federation meeting will be held Tuesday, February 10th, following the Craft Club. We will be discussing upcoming events and have a fun activity. Hamilton, Hardin, Pope, Saline, and White counties are doing a veterans drive. Local 4-H'ers are collecting items to be delivered to hospitalized veterans at the Marion Veterans Affairs Medical Center. If you would like to join them and make some contributions, you do not have to be a 4-H member to donate. We will be collecting Kleenex, toothpaste, dental floss, sugar, denture cleaner, toothbrushes, shampoo, conditioner, shaving cream, razors, t-shirts, sweatsuits, socks, coffee, creamer, books, puzzle books, playing cards, and loose quarters. We plan to take a field trip later in the spring to deliver these and tour the hospital. This would be a great time to participate and help support our vendors. It will be the HCE will hold a pretzel making workshop on February 19th from 9 until 11 at the Hamilton County Courthouse. If you would like to come to this event, it's free and you will be learning how to make homemade pretzels. We will also be taking orders for pretzels for delivery that afternoon. If anybody would like to buy homemade pretzels, they are 12 pretzels for $20. Call the extension office and get your order in because we'll only be making a limited number. As the homesteading classes continue, we look forward to the next month. The March homesteading lesson will be all about perennials. So as you are attending these homesteading lessons, look forward to the next one, which will be perennials. The Hamilton County Chamber of Commerce is gearing up for the Food and Brew, which will be held February 21st at the Big Red Barn. There's quite a lineup of vendors that are coming, as well as brewers. If you would still like to come, you can contact Diana Hatfield at 838-3071 to be a vendor, or if you would like to purchase tickets, they are on sale now. $25 in advance, $35 at the door. This is from 6 to 9 p.m., and there will be several food vendors and brewers to sample their wares. This is always a fun night. 4-H members from all around are invited to the Livestock Quiz Bowl. This will be held February 16th from 10 a.m. to noon in Pinckneyville. We have a day filled with fun activities as you test your knowledge of feed, species, equipment, and livestock. Prizes will be awarded to the top three in each age category. There is no cost to attend this event, and lunch will be served immediately following the end of the competition. If you would like to go, contact your local extension office to get signed up. 4-H and FFA will hold livestock and dairy judging competition on Saturday, March 15th from 9 a.m. to noon at the DeCoin State Fairgrounds. There will be a junior division livestock judging and questions open to grades 3 through 8, a senior 4-H/FFA livestock judging and question contest. This is for high school students. There'll be a junior 4-H dairy judging, once again, grades 3 through 8, and a senior 4-H/FFA dairy judging open to high school students. Contest begins at 9 a.m. Dairy contest begins at 10 a.m. Please pre-register your team by March 9th. The 2026 scholarship program is announced that Wabash Area Development is offering college and occupational training scholarships for low-income individuals with high academic potential. The Community Services Block Grant Scholarship supplements the cost of tuition fees and program-specific supplies to offset the student's need. An applicant can plan to attend college, university, or a trade school, in-state or out-of-state, remote, on-ground, or hybrid, and be part of a full or part-time student. The scholarship is funded and designed in cooperation with the State of Illinois Office of Community Assistance at the Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity. Contact your local WADI office for more information. This is Paula Hatfield reporting on 4-H Extension and other community news.